Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 20 December 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and I certainly, sincerely do mean that. We're going to share some things in a minute. Put on your seatbelts. I'm going to share some news with you and some scripture with you. I'm going to share some things with you that you may have a hard time believing. But I'm going to share it because it's happening. If I have time, we'll take a phone call the next half hour as always. But please, stay tuned tonight. You might want to record this broadcast for future reference, perhaps. Before we get into the program, though, I'll make mention of a few things if you don't mind. Prayer request for Joe, Gina, and Scott. We won't get in details now, but prayer request for Joe, Gina, and Scott, please. John for salvation. John for salvation, folks. He, believe me, he needs it. The family's in a mess because he's not. And also Freddie, a friend of mine, lives right here in Nettie. Found he has fourth stage cancer. It's a kind of gets into infant lymph nodes. Fourth stage. Please keep Freddie and his family in your prayers, okay? So I'd appreciate if you would very much. I mean that. And also had a caller last Thursday, call and told me that for the next six broadcasts, today through Wednesday and next Monday through Wednesday, I was to give away one copy of her third book that had just come out free to the first caller. Be one per night. The first caller calls. We'll get a copy of Words of Wisdom and Knowledge from God's Word. Volume 3 will be sent to you at no charge because the listener paid for six of them to give one away a night. So the first one to call our toll-free number at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, please call 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa that you want the free book for tonight. First one to call gets a book for free sent to you, courtesy of a listener that paid for six books, one a night the next 6 days. Please call and get the book for free. It saves you. It's $10.95. It saves you almost $11 if you want it now. It's free tonight. And also, for those that want to donate online, I was told to remind you this. I keep forgetting. We have donor box on our website. Go to pastorbutch.com. You'll find donor box. You can donate on there just right online. Some of y'all are doing that, and we appreciate it. Donor box is a lot like PayPal, but only a much more trustworthy group to work with, okay? So go to donor box on pastorbutch.com if you want to help that way. We'd appreciate that very much. And for those that receive the email blast, we send out usually 4, 5, 6 a week. If you're not on our email list, folks, to receive a Minuteman News magazine once a month, I promise this, if you don't believe me, you get one and see. If you don't like it, we'll quit sending it to you. The biggest and best news magazine available with hard copy of world news that you can show your friends and family. Totally free. The Minuteman News, totally free. And in addition to that, at least 5 or 6 times a week, maybe more, we send out email blasts that are so important. I only pick out the ones that are most important at the time because I get hundreds of emails. But I pick out the most important ones sent to you about every day, 2 or 3 a day normally. I just sent one out today for all those on the email list. And again, if you don't get on the email list, just send me an email or go to Pastor Butch, PastorButch@startmail.com, PastorButch@startmail.com, and say I want an email list. We'll send it out to you. But I just sent one out today that's so vitally important and so telling, future telling, if you will, that what started happening in 2020. In the 2012 Olympics, you need to watch the 2012 Olympics show, I guess you could say. Actually, it was a satanic ritual, demonic ritual that it absolutely foretold 8 years earlier, no doubt about it, foretold the COVID hoax coming upon this whole world. Please watch that. If you received the email, watch it. If you didn't, email me, I'll send it to you. It's 9 minutes long. You'll see doctors and nurses dancing around children in hospital beds. I'm dead serious, folks. This is like a halftime show. Very extravagant. You'll see another situation with human cells going through, I don't have to tell you this. You'll see another video of people on a ship, we'll say you're part of your body, whatever, flowing through a sea of cells, your body cells, and you'll see the coronavirus, people dressed up like the coronavirus, coming out of the cells, the spike protein coming out of the cells, and the Hydra coming up out of the cells. 8 years before it happened. Folks, nothing going to happen. They were not foretold, but no one believes it. I don't like the Olympics. I never watch it. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I just never watched it. Very little of it. If I would have saw that 8 years ago, I wouldn't recognize it. I just thought it would be some kind of weird show. People, doctors, nurses dancing around sick children in the beds and really odd things, demonic activity. And then the coronavirus coming out of the cells of the people. The spike protein coming up out of that, and the Hydra coming out. Things that we've seen ourselves on video that's coming out of these vaccines. My friends, my brothers and sisters, watch that. It's about 9 minutes long. If you did not receive this email about the 2012 Olympics, I beg you to get a copy and share it with all your friends, please. Maybe if they hadn't already been vaccinated, it may change their mind about the vaccination. But at least if they have a brain cell left, or open their eyes to the truth of what's coming down with coronavirus. The wicked always, Satan's minions always have to tell us what they're doing before they do it. I don't know why that is. They just do. That's their code, their modus operandi. They always tell us what they're going to do before they do it. If you have not received that email or want to receive it, email me at PastorButch@startmail.com and I will send it to you. Folks, this is a vitally important video. I'm not trying to waste your time. I'm telling you the truth. Again, a free book for the next 6 nights. You call and get it. It's free. The first one to call gets it. I'm sorry those who listen on delayed broadcast in different places. You may not be calling in time. But the first call, the number, will get that free book if you want it. Love for you to have it. It's already paid for. And the donor box is there also. But the video, 9 minutes long, with the Olympics, is so important. Please get it. Now, I want to share some things with you tonight, folks. These are news items, but they're so scriptural. We are living prophecy at a breakneck speed. And I've been on radio this coming March will make 29 years. And I foretold many, many things are happening right now, starting 28, 29 years ago. No, not because I'm a Old Testament prophet. No, by no means. I'm a New Testament prophet. You know how that works? You take the Scripture, you study the Scripture, and God shows you what's coming next out of His Word. He's shown me these evils, not because I'm intelligent, folks. It's in the book, but you have to put them in order. And He gave me the ability to do that. I guess you'd say, like the children of Issachar, that could show His people the times they lived in and what they needed to do. That's what I've been called to be, and I'm doing it. I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm not doing it. I am not an everyday pastor. I don't have an everyday church 4 or 5 times a week where I go to do a sermon or even hard sermons. That's not my calling right now. I'm a watchman on the wall, literally called to do that, as a child of Issachar, so to speak, to show the truth and what's coming in the future. I can do that, folks, because the Bible tells me what's coming in the future. This is not a hidden agenda to Christians that believe the Bible. But the sad part is most people go to church and they're never taught anything about this. Their pastors never teach them one inkling of what's happening in this world. They don't tell them about one thing about current events and how it ties in the Bible. But we do that here because that's my calling. I don't have near the listeners that many ministries have. Not near as many around the world or in this country. I know that. I'm not naive, folks. I know that. Because what I tell you doesn't tickle your ear. I don't have $600,000 stuffed behind my commode in the bathroom, as Osteen did. I don't have that. If I did, I promise you we'd be on a lot more radio stations trying to reach the world as fast as possible, because that's what I'm called to do. But in Jeremiah, I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to show you some news and how it ties in to the scriptures. Folks, it ties into the Word of God. I'm going to show you prophecy in the Word and current events to prove it. How's that for a deal? Jeremiah chapter 6. You won't turn with me. Turn there. Jeremiah chapter 6. Start reading at verse 13. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Now, folks, this is in your Bible. Read it for yourself. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I give to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Now, folks, people go to church all the time in what they think is the house of the Lord, and that's where they put their trust. God said, I'm going to show these things to you. I'm going to do this unto you. Those go to the house who trust in this house you call the Lord's house. And to the place that I gave you to your fathers, that's our nation, I'm going to do this. Now, folks, this is not something I like. I don't like sharing it. It doesn't change the truth, though, does it? The Bible is a Bible, whether I like it or not, that the Bible is a Bible. So all I can say is we better pay attention to what the good Lord tells us, because it's coming to pass in our lifetime. We're seeing things happen today that's almost impossible to think about, but it doesn't change it. Now, look at verse 14. I just read 7:13. I'm sorry, 7:13. Verse 14, chapter 6. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Everybody's crying peace, folks. There is no peace. There's utter chaos in people's minds and hearts and families and nations. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. At that time shall I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Folks, listen to the prophecy given to the world, but this is specifically, I believe, for America today. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in their ways, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Doesn't that sound like America and the churches today? I'll prove it in a minute. The churches are out in this also. The churches are the biggest part of this commitment of abomination. You see, a heathen doesn't know better. But the world, you say the Christians should know better, shouldn't they? He said, also I set watchmen over you. And I am one of them, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I've been blessed to be a watchman set over this nation and over the people of God, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people. Pay attention, folks, he's talking to us. Even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. He said, I will bring evil. Yes, God will send evil to judge evil. God will send evil to judge evil. Said, I will even make their thoughts corrupted. Do you know how many people right now are practicing heathen practices we call Christmas? Yeah, oh, you get mad. I know you will, but I can't help it. Christmas is not a Christian holiday by any means, but let's move on. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba and a sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. In other words, you can go to church 5 days a week. You can stand up, jump up, down, and praise God and speak in what you call tongues, whatever you want to do. If you are not following his word, it's a stench in his nostrils. And Psalms 9:17 said this very clearly, folks, read it for yourself. I'm not going to look it up. But all the wicked and all the wicked nations that turn from God, that turn their back on God, are going to be turned into hell. All the wicked and all the nations that forget God are turned into hell. Folks, we have no idea what kind of hell lays ahead for us in this world. But more than any nation in the world, America is going to be much, much more severely judged than the nation of Israel ever was in the Old Testament. Much more severely judged, because we had so much more given to us on this side of the cross. So much more than joining the Holy Ghost, the teaching of his complete word. We've had so much more given to us. And yet we turn our back on God, folks, and I promise you, hell is in store for America. It's already started, my friends, already started. When you get a chance, read Matthew 24. I'm referencing right now verse 6. Whether it be wars and rumors of wars, listen to this. Russia, pay attention, Russia plotting Christmas Eve invasion with 100,000 troops amassing on Ukraine border. Are you saying, preacher, you prophesying that? No, sir, I'm not. I'm reporting to you what's been sent to me. Is it possible this could happen? Absolutely it's possible. Will it happen? I don't know. But it says there are wars and rumors of wars. This could be a rumor, but nonetheless it's fulfilling Scripture, is it not? Now Israel wants to nuke Iran. But back to this Scripture. Both the Ministry of Defense and the Foreign Office have refused to comment on what the action the UK might take in the event of an invasion by Russia, which is looking likely. Intelligence chiefs have warned ministers of a very real possibility Russia could invade Ukraine on Christmas Eve. Now this may or may not happen, but it's a rumor, if nonetheless. It's still fulfilling Bible. Up to 100,000 troops are amassed on the border. Colonel Richard Kemp, a former commander in Afghanistan, said there is no possibility of direct military intervention by the UK, NATO, or the US in the event of a Russian attack upon Ukraine. The invasion is a very real possibility, according to the intelligence chiefs. The most likely option is diplomatic and economic sanctions. So we said we support Ukraine, we defend them. Yeah, like we did Vietnam and Afghanistan. We said now if you attack Ukraine, Russia, we will put sanctions on you. Oh, that just scares them to death. Don't you know that? Well, these people in Ukraine may be fighting for their lives, literally. We're going to sanction them when attacking them. Hey, we shouldn't complain. We've slaughtered 75 million babies. Doctors got rich from it. Hospitals prospered from it. What did the church do? And we'll pray about it. We'll vote Republican next time. Talk about a bunch of wimps. That's us. That's us. U.S. Us. U.S. United States and the church today. Yeah. I just read to you. Matthew 24:6. Wars and rumors of wars. Did your preacher ever tell you that, folks? Has your preacher told you this past weekend in church, whether you're Sabbath keeper, Sunday keeper, I don't care, whatever you do, did they tell you that this is coming maybe on Christmas Eve, and watch out because this is a fulfilling prophecy? Have you heard that in your church? If not, why do you go there? Why do you go there? Does your church once a year burn incense to Caesar? Oh, no, preacher, we never do that. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. I got to say this and move on. Do you know how all the religions, and Rome was a multicultural society, just like America. You can worship any god. Hey, the same type of constitution. Free to worship any god you want to. Now, our constitution did not say that we were free to worship Christ. It didn't say that. We were free to freedom of religion. Any religion we wanted, we could practice in America. That's called multiculturalism, and that's part of the reason this nation is damned. The Constitution was not written as a Christian document. No, I don't care whether you like it or not. It wasn't. Would they have used the Constitution to murder babies? To let sodomites roam the streets and get married and pervert their children? No. It's not a Christian document. But nonetheless, let's move on. Listen to what I'm going to say. It's very important. We have watched this thing fall apart day by day. 75 million babies have perished. We wonder why a nation is going to be turned into hell. And back to the part of burning incense to Caesar. Once a year, all the religions in Rome, they could worship a tree, they could worship a statue, they could worship any god they want to, including Yahweh God, but they couldn't do that and do it justly if they did what I'm going to mention. Once a year, and this is why the true Christian church is persecuted so heavily in Rome, folks, once a year, this includes the Jews, and they were captive in Israel, in Rome, they burn incense to Caesar. Once a year only, just burn incense once a year. You can practice your religion all you want to. You can sing and dance and pass the hat and feed the hungry and raise the dead and heal the sick. Matthew chapter 7 said they'll do that, but he said, depart from me, I never knew you. Once a year they burn incense in the Caesar. Once a year, all these 501c3 places call themselves churches, but the corporations burn incense to Caesar. How do you do that, preacher? What do you mean, preacher? Well, they have trustees. Churches shouldn't have trustees. Trustees are for corporations. But once a year, they turn in their finances to the state governments on their property values. They turn in their tax numbers so they can get tax exemption. That's burning incense to Caesar once a year. If you're part of that, my friend, you're not attending a church. Let that sink in. Don't be part of the Matthew chapter 7 bunch. But back to some more news. Whenever the Boston bombing went on, or the 9/11 attack went on, you know what they were doing almost at the same time these things happened? They were having drills about what would happen in Boston if a bomb went off during the marathon. They had this? Yes, they were. In 9/11, they were having drills of what would happen if planes hit the Twin Towers. This was actually going on right there, just before these events actually happened. Well, guess what? You remember last week I mentioned that the World Economic Forum had decided that they were going to follow the Georgia Guidestones? Yeah, look it up, folks. The Georgia Guidestones are for real. They want the world population, according to Georgia Guidestones, they want the whole world's population cut down to 500 million. That means that about 7.8 billion are going to be wiped off the face of the earth. That's what they said, folks. The World Economic Forum wants to cut the world population down to 500 million. Well, guess what the World Economic Forum is working on right now and already started? World Economic Forum simulates global cyber attack that could bring about Great Reset. The World Economic Forum is now predicting a global cyber attack. I said they're predicting a global cyber attack that shares many characteristics with the Wuhan coronavirus. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive of the WEF, called this crisis scenario a Great Reset. The frightening scenario of the comprehensive cyber attack could bring a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, or society as a whole, said Schwab. The COVID-19 crisis will be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. Oh, watch out, folks. This is what they're talking about. They really are. I believe that there will be another crisis, said WEF Managing Director Jeremy Juergens. It will be more significant. It will be faster than what we've seen with COVID. The impact will be greater, and as a result, the economic and social implications will be even more significant. Schwab, Juergens, and other WF executives described this great reset scenario as a massive, chaotic economic and social crisis that disrupts the internet, communication systems, financial and monetary transactions, the power grid, global transportation, and commodity trade systems. These compounding crises will have a geopolitical ramification. Folks, they're now working on multiple exercises to practice what would happen if there were a cyber attack. And Schwab is calling it the Great Reset. Is that fulfilling prophecy, do you think? I think it certainly is, don't you? Are you seeing this happen before your eyes today, folks? Is what I'm saying, I mean, is it making sense to you that a nation that forgets God is turned into hell? You know, I thought I would hear the phone ring, but now somebody getting a free book, but nobody's called. Maybe nobody wants it. Anyway, a free copy of the book is free. It's got to call and ask for it. And we get a chance, read the scriptures and find out about being a famine in the land. The first famine, according to Amos chapter 8, verse 11, will not be for food or water, but for the preaching of the real word of God. Our nation, for many, many decades, has not had a full preaching in the counsel of the word of God. Oh, I'm not saying there have not been pockets of it, but as a whole, our nation has forgotten the laws of God because they're being taught they don't need the laws of God. All of them done away with, according to the Bible. That's what they say, but it's a Daniel lie. It doesn't say that at all, but that's what they want to believe. Once you believe one saved, all saved, live like hell and go to heaven, why worry about it? I got a book here, by the way, folks. A book here for gift. I don't know what it's asking for me for. Almost nothing. A book to almost give you to prove one saved, all saved, not Bible. People haven't, we had a few people order them, but most people are scared to death of them because they're Bible. But nonetheless, let's move on. You'll find Revelation chapter 6 talking about the third horseman being released, the rider on the black horse, which is famine and death. That's what that is. Expect food price inflation skyrocketing in the U.S. after chickens, tractors, and grain silos were destroyed by deadly U.S. tornadoes. I don't have time to get through all this. But you know, remember last weekend the tornadoes hit all the Midwest? Destroyed, and even around Mayfield, Kentucky. It destroyed John Deere dealership. It destroyed grain silos that handled 40 million bushels of grain every year. It destroyed the Pilgrim's Pride hatchery. They wiped it out for chicken hatchery. Folks, this is happening. Revelation 6 being fulfilled right now before us. The rider of the black horse could have already been turned loose. And death and famine could come. Death and famine could be on the way. You say, preacher, that's not very, doesn't make me feel very good inside. It doesn't me either. It makes me want to turn my insides out, trying to get people to listen. The video itself with the Olympics should be enough to convince anybody who wants to see the truth that we've been taken down incrementally day by day, step by step. I got the break.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back, and I'll be taking phone calls in a few minutes. I'm going to get through these articles first, if you don't mind, because a lot more to share with you. I want to get through these articles. And I'm doing my best and pleading as hard as I know how to get you to pay attention to what's happening. If you're not, and I don't know what you're going to do if you live in a city. I have no idea what you're going to do if you live in a little postage stamp lot or live in an apartment. I had no idea how you're going to prepare. I don't know. You know, get some storable food, I guess, and some water, and get a Berkey water filter. We have those available to ministry. But you can, I don't know what to tell you. But if this reset comes, folks, you won't have water. You won't have city water because there'll be no pump electricity to run the pumps. You'll have no water. Won't be able to buy or purchase gasoline because the pumps won't be turned on. If you don't have a few extra gallons of gas stored, you won't get around at all. And not only that, if a cyber attack comes, your car won't run anyway. Please think about this. Do you have ways to survive? Do you have food put back, a water filter put back? Do you have guns and ammo? Do you have a little bit of gold and silver to barter with? That's why Melody Cedarstrom is sponsoring this program, because she has a product that will help you survive. I have some. I'm not ashamed of it. No, it's not time to cast into the streets. Everybody, well, that's going to be cast in the street. Yes, it will be. Under God's judgment that's coming upon the unrighteous, their gold and silver will do them no good. Read James, the book of James. But now, the believers can use it temporarily to survive while they're going through this hell we call this judgment on this nation. And yes, Revelation 13 says that the Antichrist, the beast, will overcome the saints. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. Well, what's discouraging? Well, it shouldn't be. It should charge you up to stand up for Christ because you're seeing prophecy come true. Do you know how much it means to me to be able to see prophecy coming true that my God prophesied hundreds of thousands of years ago, he prophesied this thing. 2,000 years ago, Revelation was written, thereabouts, prophesied the famine in the last days that's coming on this world and upon America. The land of plenty, folks, will soon not have plenty. Prepare yourself. Please. And for the sake of your children, prepare yourself. Now back to the articles. I just read to you about the famine, Revelation 6, and what happened to these tornadoes destroying grain silos and chicken farms. Thousands of truckers prepared to walk due to vaccine mandates, warned Canadian trucking groups. Folks, up between 22 and 31,000 truckers from Canada are going to walk off the lot. Folks, between the U.S. and Canada, there's never been a border, so to speak, to stop supplies from coming through. We get a lot of stuff from Canada, a lot of food and grain from Canada. 22 to 31,000 truckers, depending on who you listen to and who you talk to, are going to shut down, they're going to just quit coming across the border. Starting on January 15th, Canada will not let a trucker cross the border that has not been vaccinated. And January 22nd, America won't allow the truckers to cross the border that have not been vaccinated. We're going to see shortages of things you're not going to believe. It's already starting. It's already starting. I mean, this may seem a little funny, but I was on a Belly Seashore today, and she said they're running out of candy canes. Can't find a peppermint to put in the candy canes. They're running out of candy cane supply. That sounds silly and so minute, but folks, it's still a sign of a coming cancer, is it not? One cancer cell is still cancer, is it not? Understand where this is headed, folks. This is not a joke. This isn't something to be laughing about. This is for real happening right now as we live today. And the White House has warned us, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death, talking to the unvaxxed. That's us, folks. That's those of us who understand what's in the vax. And I hope to goodness you do. I really do. I hope you understand what's in it. Watch the video, please. 9 minutes long. If you don't receive the email, email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com so I can tell you about this. So you can watch it for yourself. My brothers and sisters, I'm trying my best to warn you. This is a serious time we live in. Now they want to vaccinate your six-month-old baby. The sad part of it is a lot of people, probably the most people, let them vaccinate their children with this deadly, damnable poison. Just like they'll let them take the mark when it's finally here. Fauci said today that the mask will not go away on airplanes. Folks, nothing's normal. You'll never go back to normal again. You will never go back to normal again. Your normal is over. But anyway, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients predicts a winter of severe illness and death for Americans who decide to not take the vaccination for CCP virus, which causes the disease COVID-19. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death, he said. This is what's coming, folks, down the road. And he said the grim message from the White House comes to a day after a panel of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention unanimously voted to recommend the agency tell the public that the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines are preferred to the jab from Johnson & Johnson. They said any vaccination is better than no vaccination. Additionally, Pfizer-BioNTech announced Friday they will add a third vaccine dose to ongoing clinical trials on children as young as 6 months who do not produce a robust immune response in kids 2 to 5 years old. Who cares, right? Who cares? What's the big deal? Why not? Let them give us the vaccines. In Austria, folks, I know this in America, it's still in the world, this is going to happen around the world, Austrians face fines of $2,000 or $3,000 if they're not vaxxed, get caught in the wrong place, and they don't pay the fines, they face up to a year in jail. How much more proof? And I could go on here for hours. How much more proof do you need to be given from anybody? Folks, I realize that Pastor Butch Paul is nothing but a mere mortal. I was born and reared in West Virginia, of all places. We are a little podunk state with a mean half people in the whole state. And if we were flattened out, we could almost cover Texas. Underpopulated, the poorest state in the country, and some people say the most uneducated and backward. Well, maybe that may be true in a lot of ways. We have a lot of drug problems. We do, a lot of drug problems. We're not the There are no good places to live in this country more. Better places, perhaps, but not good places. I think I live in one of the better places in the community where I live in, and we're one of the freest states when it comes to be able to protect yourself, because we can carry an open or concealed without permits. We're allowed to live, walk as men, free men, with arms if necessary to carry and protect ourselves. My son and his wife took us out to Marshall and I after dinner tonight at a restaurant called Bob Evans. You all may have where you are. And I put a 357 on my hip, and I carry it into the restaurant. No one looks at it twice. No one says a word. It's pretty common around here, folks, see people walk around carrying guns. You don't see a whole lot of fights going on, anybody threatening too many people in the state, because generally in a restaurant where there's 30, 40 people, at least 3 or 4 of them are going to be armed. So, you listen to a hillbilly. Now, I know that. I'm not ashamed to be called that. It doesn't bother me at all. People think that they'll make me feel bad, but it doesn't. I'm a servant of the Almighty God. So far from being the servant I should be, but a servant I want to be. I want to be. And I've been called to be a watchman. I'm not here to tickle ears, folks. I'm not here to be a normal pastor. My job is to be able to take the Bible and show you prophecy being fulfilled. You haven't seen anything in this country yet, folks. Nothing. Nothing in this country yet. I promise you, folks, you're going to see things coming in this nation that's going to shake you right down to your toes. You're not going to be able to believe what's happening real soon. But as I said, Fauci said the mask got to be worn on planes probably from now on. I'm not making it up. That's what he said. This is what we're facing today. A paramedics in a California town walked up to a care facility. There was a person inside the facility who was in cardiac arrest. The paramedics would not go in to help because they cited COVID restrictions. There was a nurse inside the Southern California care facility that was trying to give chest compressions to save the individual. A cop came in, helped him push the bed out. No wheels on this bed, but the manager pushed the bed out to the people outside so they could take care of this person who was pronounced dead at the hospital. These so-called paramedics, these cowards, these useless pieces of flesh walking around, are so afraid of a regulation that they let an individual die. They wouldn't go in because they break a regulation. That's the kind of people that walk in the streets today. They call themselves men and women. I have nothing but disdain and absolute disgust for people like this. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Yo, preacher, I don't talk like that. Why not? I'm telling the truth. What kind of individual let somebody die within their reach so they can help them? What kind of individual has a heart that cold that they don't give a hoot about who's dying in front of them? They're more scared of a regulation. Why should I apologize for being angry? I don't. I don't even think about apologizing. I have a right to be angry. I try to be a righteous man. I have absolutely right to be angry. I have no problem with this. In California, parents are kind of ticked off, finally getting ticked off because in the Speckles Union School District, the parents were outraged after teachers groomed children with sexual propaganda in order to induct them into the LGBT movement. This is how pedophilia is becoming mainstream. Yeah. Parents are upset. Now, I'm saying this politely, but get them the hell out of those schools. They're not schools. They're condition centers for perversion. Do you all know that a sodomite, a lesbian, is more dangerous than a murderer? Oh, yeah. A murderer can kill your body. They can't destroy your soul. A sodomite lesbian can pervert your child into being a sexual deviant. And according to Romans chapter 1, those people are soon given over to a reprobate mind. They can not only destroy the body, they can destroy the soul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can. They give them over to a reprobate mind. Their conscience becomes serious and they're damned. And at school, this is unbelievable, folks. I've got to hurry through these. A Missouri school district would not allow a non-conforming biological female student who has used male pronouns since the age 9 to use the boys' restrooms, and now they're being ordered to pay $4 million in damages. This student was awarded $175,000 in compensatory damages and $4 million in punitive damages because the school would not let this pervert little female go into the boys' restrooms. Now, the school was lost a lawsuit. Is this hellish? Is this demonic? Is it fulfilling Psalms 9:17? Oh, yeah, one more. Chicago Lutheran Church hosts drag queen prayer hour for children. Mm-hmm. According to Lutheran Church's Facebook, seminarian Aaron Musser preached in drag to children as part of a dress rehearsal for joy. Got pictures. Go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under church news or moral news. Check it out. American Babylon. It's all in the same headings. He said, today we consider what it might be like to have a dress rehearsal for the kind of joy awaiting us on the other side of Advent. It's been so hard to know what joy will be because it's been so long since some of us have been joyful. It's been difficult and tiring couple of years, the drag queen said. And I decided instead of telling you this is how I want you to be joyful as we prepare for the dress rehearsal. I figured I would instead put on a dress, as so many who have inspired me have done. I decided to follow their example, showing that liberation from oppressive laws clears the path for joy. Why don't we read Psalms chapter 2, folks, and see what they're saying about that. Cut off the bounds of the laws of God from his anointed and from his people. Read it for yourself. But God said, I'll have them derision. I'll laugh from heaven. I'll have them derision. But you see, he said, but allowing yourself to feel joy can be scary. I wasn't sure how sure the outside world would handle me when they saw me this morning. Joy is difficult to feel. It's vulnerable. But isn't it so beautiful? This is America today. And tell me this is not fulfilling scripture, as I've just told to you and prophesied from the Bible what's happening in this world today. I have no shame in saying I've been called to prophesy as a New Testament prophet from the scriptures. I don't foretell the future. I don't see 4,000 years from now. I tell you what's happening right now according to scripture. You can see the timeline for yourself, I would think. So what are you going to do now, folks? Sit back and suck your thumb? Wait for the rapture? Live like hell and thank you going to heaven? Or are you going to turn back to Christ? Repent and come to him and stand up and be a man and woman of Christ. Not be ashamed of his gospel nor his laws. The gospel is his laws. Because he said the gospel is to turn to him for forgiveness and salvation. And he said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So when we're born again, and we love him, we'll do what's right. We'll keep his commandments. We'll not kill. We'll not steal. We'll not commit adultery. These things are what he said. Phone lines open at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Let's go first to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and usually I'm coming right in with 1 minute to go or 30 seconds to go, and got in a little earlier tonight. First off, I don't need one of your books because I already ordered, I think, four of them or something, but I've got all of the books and Pastor Books. Pastor Butch's latest book is great. It has that beautiful picture on the front. So I hope you'll give me a couple minutes to a couple things, because I've stared communism in the face. I'm same age as Pastor Butch, except plowing a few feet in front of them. I'm 74, and I'm pretty crippled up on my right side, so it's hard for me to type. So number one is I want to tell you something about Pastor Butch Paw. I'm going to tell on him. Pastor Butch Paw is extremely accessible. I've called in a number of times on his Thursday call-in day, and Pastor Butch has prayed with me. So Pastor Butch is very accessible, so don't hesitate to call in and ask him if you need to pray. So he'll pray with you. So please do that. Number two item I want to say is that your letter email thing, did you say at Hotmail or Startmail?
Either one. Startmail, Pastor Butch at Startmail is my, we use that, Pastor Butch at Startmail.com.
Okay.
I have two emails. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I haven't been getting any emails from you other than when I go talk back and forth with you on an email. So I'd like to get on your email list if you can put me on.
You're not on the list.
I'd like to get that latest thing that you said, the video that you have. I'd like to see that. And so the third item I want to talk about is that I was taught Russian and at Syracuse University is a contract with the U.S. Air Force. Pastor Butch and I are both U.S. Air Force, although I have some U.S. Army, too. And talking to some of my instructors, and then later on when I went through intensive Russian language training in Königstein, Germany, West Germany, while I was stationed in East Germany, which was communist at the time, and I was in Berlin when the Berlin Wall was surrounding it, I watched tears flow from the instructors I had, especially my main instructor at the Königstein event. When she told the story, and I was the only student there that I got invited because I was good, it was very close to my teacher, Arina Borisovna. She's long dead, passed away, I'm sure. She was a concert pianist. But anyway, she and her friends, they start telling stories about, you mentioned Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I'd like to say something about what he said. And that is that they're sitting there. And they're drinking a couple shots of vodka. Yeah, that's Russian. And the tears start flowing, Pastor Butch. The tears start flowing. And they say, I wish my loved one was dead. I wish I knew that they were dead, because I know they may be alive and being tortured and horribly treated in those camps. It's better to know that your loved one is dead than to know that they're being moved around in those camps and tortured.
Amen.
Think about that, folks. That you would almost wish your loved one, you'd hear that they died, because you can never get any news on them. And they're in these camps, which are almost totally inaccessible because of the Russian winters and stuff. That's coming here to America very, very soon. So Pastor Butch is a very good watchman on the wall. He's following Ezekiel 33:6. Where it says if the watchman sees the sword coming, that's warfare, and doesn't alert the people, they're going to die in their sins. But the watchman, God's going to hold the person that dies, their blood on the watchman's hand.
That's right.
So that's something to think about. You mentioned Psalm. Final thing I wanted to say. You mentioned Psalm. I think it's 19. Isn't it Psalm?
Psalms 9:17. Right.
And I had memorized that at one time, and I think it is, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and
all nations that forget God.
The nations that forget God. It happened to Judah, the southern kingdom, and then before that, it happened to the northern kingdom of Israel. It's going to happen to America, because America has dissed God.
Amen.
To use a colloquial term, they've disrespected God.
Amen.
And I think many of us at times have been guilty of that through our sins of omission. So I recommend that you get Pastor Butch's latest book. It's really good. Get the REM sleep and the Tranquil if you can get any more of it, because
works. We have two orders of REM sleep. You got one coming to you. We have two orders of REM sleep left and a couple of the Tranquil also. Dear all God, jump. Good call, though. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Butch. God bless you and Marcia Jean.
Thank you. Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I want to give you a little scenario, and I hope people are listening to this and they can understand what I'm trying to communicate here. You know, in 1973, when Roe versus Wade was passed and they started slaughtering little bitty children, and so from that time on to this time, as Butch talked about earlier, over 75, million babies,
yes,
probably more than that, have been slain. Here's my scenario. In 1973, what if the Supreme Court would have passed this edict, you know, and said that everybody has a right to burn a church building down? Do you think that the pastors in the churches would have been very quiet about that and not said a word about that? I don't think so. I think they would have stirred their congregations up, and they would have been mass in front of the Supreme Court and had that overturned by the end of the month. But instead, what did we get? We got nothing but silence from most congregations.
That's true.
So they wouldn't even speak up for the preborn. So and that's why we're at right now. Because I'm going to tell you, if you read, as the caller before me was talking about in the book of Ezekiel, Isaiah and Jeremiah, you'll see that the enemy of all nations that practice child sacrifice, whether it was the heathen nations in Canaan, or whether it was Judah, or whether it was Samaria, or whether it was Israel itself, the northern and southern kingdom, the enemy of those people for child sacrifice was God. God has
Amen.
Not changed.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Is not mocked.
Amen.
And we are reaping what we have been sowing. We
Absolutely.
Are reaping the whirlwind.
And the crops are really bad.
Butch, I'll get off because I know
right,
you only
I'll
got a couple
Jerry.
Minutes left.
All right, thanks, Carl.
God
appreciate
bless
it. God bless you. Chris, Kentucky, come on in. Come on in, Chris. Got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Hey, Bud.
Are you there, Chris? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I tell you, what you preach tonight about what everything is going on is absolutely coming to light. You
yes,
know,
it is.
I think a lot of people, you know, Governor Beshear went down to Mayfield, how he's going to just do everything good. And look out. Every politician says that. No, it's not. Because that guy, he's a pro-choice. He doesn't do anything. He's a sanctuary city for the state. He's a criminal. He's like a Newsom Jr. It's God and the people in this country better rise up against these Antichrist politicians and take this country back. Because we don't have much time, Butch. What you preach tonight is absolutely right. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 7, the city's of fire. We saw that in 2020 last year. It's Bible.
Yes.
Ephesians
6,
12, the new world order. There you go. And that's what we've got in this world. Where are the men and the preachers? We got to take a stand now because it's going to be over. Like you said with the Georgia Guidestones, they want to kill us all.
Amen. That's right. Chris got to jump. Thanks, Carl. Do appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. God bless you. Jan, you got about 30 seconds if you hurry.
Okay, real quick. Israel is converting their passenger jets to tankers so they can attack Iran.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. And I will give you a report. I'll call you Thursday and tell you what happened with this funeral tomorrow. Or Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Okay.
I'll call and talk to you about it.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All
Thanks
right,
for the
Pastor.
Call. Anything else?
You're welcome.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Folks, I hate to cut off right there. We're just about flat out of time. Keep us in your prayers here, please. Please keep us in your prayers. If you can help us keep this thing going financially, we'd appreciate that, too. But we're running out of time, my friends and brothers and sisters. If communications are cut, and it could be with the Great Reset any time, this program will be off the air. You'll be out of electricity. We all may be out of luck, so to speak. So I'm asking, and it's put your faith in Christ, stand on the truth, and let the outcome be what it may be. Pray that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whether we like it or not, folks, His will is going to be done. Let's walk with Him. I'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Jane Orient discussing doctors losing their job because of taking a stand against these lies. See you there.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.